You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hello, my Victory Metro East family. I miss all of you and I'm honored to share God's word to you today. First of all, I would just like to thank Pastor Romel for inviting me today, and of course the rest of the pastors, the campus missionaries, and all the staff. In fact, would you do me a favor today? Please give them a clapping hands emoji right there in the comment box and show them some love today. And thank you for doing that. Before I share God's message with you today, let me just greet all the moms a happy, happy Mother's Day. I would like to thank you for being so caring, so nurturing, and supportive to your children. Thank you for not quitting and not giving up on your children. In fact, let me say this, you are a walking miracle. And if you want to honor your mom today, once again, I want you to drop a comment below and say, I love you, and then state nyo lang yung name ng nanay nyo, and show your mother lots of love today. And in fact, I would like to pray for all the moms right now. And if you are a mother, would you please just close your eyes, and I'll just pray for you today. Father, we approach your throne on behalf of the mothers whom you have entrusted with the care of your most precious little ones. We thank you for creating each mom with a unique combination of gifts and talents. We thank you for the sacrifice of self each mom gives for her children. Lord, we thank you for the gift of time moms give for their kids, whether it's stay-at-home moms, working moms, and moms who have some combination of the two. We thank you for the flexibility of moms, for their tirelessness, their perseverance, and their devotion. God, I pray that you give each mom strength. Help her. Help them to see in every mundane task the eternal significance that you place on motherhood. Lord, I especially pray for single moms right here who must lean solely on you for the fathering of their children. Lord, I pray that you will bless them. God, I thank you, Lord God, for their lives. We honor them and bless them today. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Once again, happy, happy Mother's Day to all of you. Thank you for what you do to your children. And today, we are on the third installment of our series entitled Trustworthy. And I want you to open your Bible in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. So if you are ready, I'd like to read it, and then we'll go ahead and study God's word today. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord has rejected his people, the descendants of Jacob, because they have filled their land with practices from the east and with sorcerers, as the Philistines do. They have made alliance with pagans. Israel is full of silver and gold. There is no end to its treasures. Their land is full of war horses. There is no end to its chariots. Their land is full of idols. The people worship things they have made with their own hands. This is the word of the Lord for every one of us. Lord, we thank you for this time as we study your word, God, today. Lord, I pray that you will speak to every one of us, Lord. Expose what needs to be exposed, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord. If there are things that we are trusting more than you, Lord, help us, Lord God, to recognize you, that you are superior, that you are enthroned in our hearts, Lord. God, open our hearts that we may receive from you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. You know, by the way, if it's your first time today joining our worship service here in Victory Metro East, I would like to tell you that it is by no accident that you are here. I believe that God has a plan for you. You know, God has a message for you. In fact, the Lord wants to tell you that God loves you and he wants to speak to you today. And so please stay with me. Wag mo akong iiwan. Please don't abandon me. Don't quit on me. Don't just leave me, but I want you to stay with me. And you know, talking about rejection or abandonment or just quitting and leaving. You know, I'd like to ask you this question. Have you ever been rejected? You know, na-reject ka na ba sa buong buhay mo? You know, just example lang natin, no? Masarap naman niluto mo, lalo na yung mga mommies natin ngayon, no? Pero ayaw ng asawa mo. Somehow, you felt rejected. And maybe if you are students here, pinaghirapan mo yung thesis mo, pero pina-revise pa din ni teacher, then you felt rejected. And maybe some of you here, you know, lalo na yung mga single men natin dito, pure naman yung intention mo, nanligaw ka, dun sa talagang pinagpe-pray mo, but she said no. And somehow, there's a feeling of rejection. And maybe some of you here, you're working in the marketplace, you worked so hard sa sales na to, but you know, eventually hindi pa din kinuha yung ino-offer mo na sales, no? You know, I could say that most of us, if not all, have experienced rejection in life. You know, it looks disappointing because you knew you tried so hard and you gave your best, but you know, this story of rejection, yung binasa nating scripture kanina, or abandonment that we will study today is different. Okay? What's interesting is that we will all learn that God Himself rejected the house of Jacob. Now, just before you got tempted to think that God is harsh because He rejects people, let us go back to the to Exodus for us to understand and deeply appreciate this chapter, chapter 2 of Isaiah. I wanna read Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 to 5. If you are reading your Bible, you are so familiar with this. This is when Moses laid down the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, verse 4 to 5, it says here, "You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers or on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me." Also in Exodus chapter 34, verse 14, says there, "For you shall worship no other God. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." You know, it's interesting that Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, we talked about this last week, it opened with a prophecy of Messiah's future reign. But Isaiah chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, the prophecy changes abruptly to one of divine condemnation. Why? Because as we read the text, in fact, let me go back in verse 6. It says there, "You, Lord, have abandoned your people, rejected your people, the descendants of Jacob. They are full of superstitions from the east. They practice divination like the Philistines and embrace pagan customs." You know, when we look at that word abandon, you know, in NIV, it's the word there is rejected. You know, it means to say to leave or to forsake or to reject or to forgo. And that's a pretty strong word. Ang lakas nitong word na to. Imagine, God will tell His people, His own people, where He made a covenant, the Israelites' people, and saying that God is abandoning them. You know, that's a pretty strong word. I've never seen anyone still rejoicing after they got rejected. You know, I'm sure lahat kayo dito, no? Lahat tayo dito. Wala pa tayong nakita na tao na after iniwan, na abandon, na let go, nagsisisigaw pa sa tuwa, nagtatalon pa sa tuwa. No, we cannot see anyone like that. And but why would Isaiah say this? Bakit sinabi ni Isaiah to? You know, the answer is just right after this sentence. I want to continue that verse 6. "They are full of superstitions from the East, they practice divination like the Philistines and embrace pagan customs. You know, ESV tells us that because, you know, after, you know, they were practicing divination. Now, the reason why God abandoned them in ESV tells us because they have filled their land with practices from the East and with sorcerers as the Philistines do. They have made alliance with pagans. You know, again, also in verse 7, interestingly, sabi dito, their land is full of silver and gold. There is no end to their treasures. Their land is full of horses. There is no end to their chariots. You know, they are overflowing with pride and arrogance and idolatry. No wonder why God rejected his people, the house of Jacob. Also in verse 8, their land is full of idols. They bow down to the works of their hands, to what their fingers have made. You know, God rejected his people because of their idolatry, because of their covetousness, because of their pride and exploiting of the poor. You know, instead of holding to the truth of God's word, they were adopting superstitions from the East. In fact, the people were following practices of the Assyrian Empire. May kita natin, kaya sinasabi dito, they were full of divination from the East. Divination like the Philistines meant claiming to know and control the future by the power of demons or interpreting omens. You know, these practices were forbidden by God. In fact, makita natin to sa Leviticus chapter 19, verse 26, and also in Deuteronomy chapter 18. You know, the Philistines worshiped Dagon, Ashtoreth, and Baal Zebub. You know, during the more sinful periods of their history, the people of Israel worshiped these pagan gods along with Yahweh. That is why, makita natin dito, God abandoned them. You know, alam naman natin, no, si Lord mapagmahal, and God will never abandon us. In fact, makita natin that you know, God so loved us that he will pursue us, that he will always make this relationship strong. But sadly, under the reign of evil kings, idol worship flourished in both Israel and Judah. Interestingly, the word fool appeared 4 times in these verses. You know, they were, sabi doon, Israel is full of silver, their land is full of war horses, their land is full of idols, you know, and, you know, they are full of these things. You know, what I realized here, nakita ko lang dito, no, sinasabi dito, whatever you allow to fill you will eventually control you. You know, the Israelite people, the house of Jacob, filled themselves with pride, with arrogance, with idolatries. That is why they've been sinning against God. You know, yes, they are acknowledging God, Yahweh, but at the same time, they were serving other gods. They were serving even material things. They were serving even wealth. You know, again, whatever you allow to fill you will eventually control you. Eventually, these, you know, things, wealth, power, idols, eventually control them. You know, the question today, church, is this. What have you been watching lately? You know, because the truth is, whatever you allow to fill you will eventually control you. You know, what have you been thinking lately? Is it fear? Is it worry? You know, everyday ba naiisip natin na pagkagising natin, nag-aalala agad tayo, you know, meron agad takot sa puso natin. You know, every time we fill ourselves with that, definitely, it will control us. You know, just like the Israelites, eventually, it controlled them. You know why? Because it becomes an idol to them. And somehow, kapag ka hindi natin na-recognize yung mga nag-feel sa atin and eventually controlling us, it becomes an idol. It becomes a thing that we are pursuing rather than God Himself. You know, idol worship is evil because it insults God when we worship something He created rather than worshiping Him. You know, an idol can be almost anything, even the good gifts of God. You know, kapag ka hindi natin tinignan mabuti or na blindside tayo sa mga kung ano ang meron tayo, you know, it will eventually be the focus of our worship. You know, but you know, my prayer, my hope is that we will always acknowledge the Creator more than His creation. Again, that is idol worship. It's evil because it insults God when we worship something He created rather than worshiping Him. At the same time, it's evil because it keeps us from knowing and serving God when we put our confidence in anything rather than Him. You know, kapag ka mas binigay natin yung tiwala natin, yung trust natin, yung hope natin sa vaccine, sa face mask, o pagka may face mask ako, safe ako. Pagka may face shield ako, safe ako. Pagka nagpa-vaccine ako, safe ako. I'm not saying that these are not good. In fact, I want to encourage you, again, voluntary to, no? If you feel like you need to be vaccinated, go ahead. You know, it's voluntary. You know, but again, what I'm saying is that let us not put our hope and trust on these things. Let us continue to trust God Himself and put our confidence in Him. Why? Because it may become an idol when it fills us. You know, every single day, kapag ito yung naiisip natin, lagi na lang tayong worried, lagi nating iniisip na about all these things that's happening around us. You know, again, I want you to go back to God, put your confidence in Him. Also, idols are evil, you know, because idol worship is evil because it causes us to rely on our own efforts rather than on God. You know, pagka yung self-reliance natin, ang go-to natin, yung kakayanan natin, yung ability natin, yung skills natin, yung talents natin, yung wisdom natin, you know, it becomes an idol to us. But when we rely on our own efforts rather than God Himself, then it becomes an idol. And, you know, God doesn't want that. You know, because our sin, our original sin, was idolatry. Do you remember when, Adam and Eve, you know, dun sa tree of the knowledge of good and evil, its fruit was so important that they were willing to disobey God just to get it. You know, parang nakita nila that ito yung kailangan ko. That is why they disobeyed God. You know, maybe for us today, it's money. You know, maybe that idol could be the praise of others, achieving a certain status at work. Alam mo yung talagang you will beat yourself to death just to get this promotion, and you will never stop just to pursue this status at work or experiencing something sensual pleasure. You know, this could be an idol nowadays. When something becomes so important to you that it drives your behavior and commands your emotion, I want to tell you this, you are worshiping Him. And God wants that worship to be solely His. Not on the things that we have, not on the people that we have, you know, but it's all about the worship of Jesus. Again, maybe some of us here, we are willing to say no to God just to get it. Again, we need to reevaluate. We need to look again on our spiritual life. We need to go back to God. You know, ito yung sinasabi ni God, of course, through the prophet Isaiah. You know, he's been warning them. He's been telling even from the beginning, you know, that they should not be worshiping other gods, other idols, carved images, or wealth, or power. But worship is for God Himself alone. You know, this is where covenant comes in. Kaya nga, ang pinag-uusapan natin, God is our covenant keeping God. You see, covenant happens in the context of relationship. In fact, the word covenant in Hebrew is kana, which is a covenant term. And you know, the truth is God was jealous. You know, because they were worshiping, the people of Israel, they were worshiping these things. And God was jealous because He initiated this relationship with these people. It was a covenant, God's passion to worship Him alone. God is telling not just the Israelite people, but every one of us. You know, God made a covenant with us. And this covenant, the passion of God, is to worship Him alone. You know, by the way, I want you to understand that God's jealousy is not like a jealous high school boyfriend. Hindi ito yung parang nagselos na boyfriend or girlfriend, nagselos dahil na-insecure, natakot, baka iwan, o because of controlling. You know, this relationship, this covenant relationship is more of like a marriage. You know, he is more like a husband whose wife is having an emotional affair with a co-worker. You know, he so desires to win his wife's heart back that he is filled with a jealousy that desires her affections. Yung love niya, yung heart niya. That is why we need to understand that this relationship is exclusive. Kaya nakita natin, sabi nga sa Exodus 20 verse 5, our God is a jealous God. He doesn't want us to put our devotion to some things that you know, parang sinasabi natin, dito ko ibubuhos yung time ko. No. Because God wants our attention. You know, our focus, our devotion to Him alone. Because this relationship is exclusive. I want to say this, God wants to preserve this relationship. That is why He is jealous. He's jealous for the Israelite people. At the same time, He's jealous for you. You know, isipin na lang natin, no? Gusto mo ba may cashier ka sa toothbrush mo? Definitely, ako, kahit yung kay Rhea, sa wife ko, no? Separate pa rin kami ng toothbrush. Kahit na mag-asawa kami. But definitely, you don't want to share your toothbrush to a stranger, to someone that you don't even have a relationship with. At the same time, wala naman sa atin dito na gugustuhin mo na hand-me-down yung dental floss, di ba? Ito yung mga personal use. Ito yung exclusive. Kaya ang sinasabi ko dito, God wants to preserve this relationship because this relationship is exclusive. It's between God and you. At wala nang iba. At wala nang ibang aagaw ng attention mo because your focus should be on God alone. You know, the truth is, our jealousy is inherently centered on ourselves and our desires. And that's usually bad because we are sinful people with broken desires. But you know, God's jealousy is centered on Himself. And that's good because He is holy. He is perfect and He is pure. And God is jealous for us because He wants us. Listen to this. God is jealous for us because He wants us to have Himself and only Himself because He knows that He is the best thing for us. Siya lang ang makakapag-satisfy. Siya lang makakapagbigay sa iyo ng peace, ng security, ng identity, ng contentment, ng joy, and overall character that we need and desire. Only God Himself. That is why God is jealous for you. God was jealous for the Israelite people. But the problem is, you know, hindi nila naintindihan yun. They kept on serving these things, that power, that fame, that wealth, that idols, the carved image. But you know, again, God is jealous for us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. You know, hindi ito yung katulad ng jealousy ng tao, because the truth is human jealousy is controlling. You know, kaya nga tayo, di ba, kapag ka nagsiselos tayo, minsan nga kaibigan natin, yung best friend natin, may ibang kasama, nagsiselos tayo. But you know, the truth is human jealousy is controlling. But God's jealousy is liberating. It will liberate you. It will free us from, you know, from being man-centered, from being self-centered and self-motivated. Because God's jealousy will liberate us. You know, will give us, you know, satisfaction, this joy, this contentment. You know, all people, sa totoo lang, no, lahat tayo dito, religious or not, have gods. Because the truth is, we are all worshipers. Many people feel like they are not worshipers because they are not religiously active. But you know, we are all worshipers. We worship things. But you know, God is telling us that He should be the focus. He should be the center of our worship, because God is a jealous God. All human beings have something they believe to be so essential for life. Something that they could not imagine feeling happy or fulfilled without it. You know, whatever that thing is, you are, or we are, worshiping it, biblically speaking. Again, if we want to know how jealous God is for us, if you want to know how jealous God is for you, that is why hindi niya lang sinasabi to sa mga Israelite, no, na huwag tayong mag-worship, huwag tayong magkaroon ng idol, ng kung ano-anong bagay. Huwag din nating i-idol ang mga sarili natin. Huwag nating i-idolize. You know, sa panahon natin ngayon, maaaring hindi carved image, pero yung ina-idolize natin, yung, you know, yung accomplishments natin, yung success natin sa buhay, you know, ina-idolize natin ang, you know, ang cellphones natin, you know, maraming bagay tayong ina-idolize ngayon. But you know, the truth is, again, God wants this covenant relationship to be enduring, to be strong. And if you want to know how jealous God is for you, I want to tell you this. He gave His own life for you. He gave His own life for us. That is how God is so jealous for us. You know, the truth is, God's jealousy is Him continually seeking to protect His own honor. Again, let me say that one more time. God's jealousy is Him continually seeking to protect His own honor. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Worthy are You, O Lord, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created. You know, God alone is worthy. And the reason why He is jealous for us, because He wants to protect His own honor. You know, para sa atin, no, para sa ating mga tao, this kind of jealousy is wrong. Mali itong, but kailangan may honor. You know, we are to humble, not proud, not seeking our own glory. But that is because we do not deserve the honor that belongs only to God. And it is right for God to seek His own honor, for He alone deserves it. You know, if you believe in that, I'd like you to type a comment right there. God deserves the glory and honor. Come on, just do that right now. God deserves all honor and glory. Not just that. God's jealousy is for our own ultimate pleasure and fulfillment. God's jealousy is for our own ultimate pleasure and fulfillment. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17. When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. God wants us to enjoy the covenant relationship, to remain safe and protected and secure. That is why, you know, it is for his, for our own ultimate pleasure and fulfillment. At the same time, God's jealousy is Him bearing our sins on the cross. Romans 5:8 tells us, but God shows His love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, God is jealous for you that He was so willing to die in our place, that He bore the punishment for our sins on the cross. And He was completely alone in His suffering on the cross. So God is jealous for His glory. God loves His people. God loves you and me. And He is jealous for us. And in His jealous love, listen to this. In His jealous love, He has pursued rebels like you and me and turned them into worshipers. God is looking for worshipers. God is looking for people who would devote themselves to Him. And this is the motivation for His mission in the world. This is the motivating force for our work in the world, to see the honor of God's name spread even farther and farther. You know, this compels us forward in doing good and sharing the good news of Jesus to those who have fallen short of the glory of God. I want to close with this. And just this scripture from Song of Solomon. And I will give you one last statement and then we're going to pray. You know, Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6 says, place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. Its jealousy as enduring as the grave. Love flashes like fire, the brightest kind of flame. You know, in summary, I want to say this, that God, I want you to listen to this, God, in His enduring love, sets a kind of relationship with us that welcomes no idols. He loves everything of us, and He wants everything of us. Again, God in His enduring love sets a kind of relationship with us that welcomes no idols. He loves everything of us and wants everything of us. He wants everything of you and wants everything of you. You know, again, a covenant happens in the context of relationship. From the beginning, God initiated this relationship, this covenant with us. My encouragement to every one of us, don't make anything in your life more important than God Himself. Because an idol is anything you place above God. And as I close, if I'm going to ask you today, where do you turn for comfort when things are not going well? You know, kung meron kang bisyo, you know, when you are experiencing challenges and problems, you know, para kalimutan mo to, magbibisyo ka dito, gagawin mo to, you know, that could be an idol. But you know, God is jealous for you. In fact, He sacrificed, He suffered just to let you know that He is so serious about this relationship. Where do you turn for comfort when things are not going well? Or what is one thing that you most worry about losing? Ano yung isang bagay na to na kapag ka nawala sa'yo, you know, you feel like it's the end of the world. You know, it could be an idol because you are placing more importance to that specific thing rather than God Himself. Or if I'm going to ask you this question, who is there in your life that you feel like you cannot forgive? And why? Because bitterness or unforgiveness could be an idol. But you know, my prayer is that you would let go. As you worship God, as you tell God, Lord, I want to surrender this to you. Who is that person in your life that you need to forgive? Or when do you feel the most significant? When you accomplish things? When you have this relationship? When people applaud you? When people accepted you? When people followed you? You know, when you have so many followers in your social media account? When do you feel the most significant? That could be an idol to you. Or maybe what triggers depression in you? You know, you feel so down. You feel so tired and depressed. You know, if there are things that is causing, that is triggering depression in you, that could be an idol. You know, today I'd like to challenge you to surrender it to God. And leave it to God and tell God, Lord, my heart is being diverted into these things. Lord, help me, Lord God, to be focused on you once again. Lord, that I will never let go of you. You know, God wants to tell you that He is jealous for you. He wants to tell you that you are loved and you are precious to Him. And today I'd like to pray for every one of us. And would you just pray with me? I'd like to pray for some of you here today. If you are these people that I've mentioned, you know, maybe you are turning to these things just to give you comfort. Or maybe you are so worried about losing this thing or this person. Or maybe there's someone that you can't still forgive. You know, I'd like to pray for you right now. Lord, today, God, I just want to lift to you, Lord God, my brother and my sister. God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, that Lord, you would just set them free, Lord, from these idols, Lord God, that is, Lord God, controlling them. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because you are jealous for them. I thank you, Lord God, because you want them rescued. You want them protected. You want them safe in your hands. That is why you are offering them right now, love. And you are offering them, Lord, comfort and even forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, for my brother and my sister. Lord God, that, Lord, you will just take them back, Lord God. Whatever that is bothering them, maybe they are being diverted. Maybe their attention, Lord God, is their focus is not you anymore. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God. Lord, as you love them, as your covenant, you are a covenant-keeping God, Lord. I pray that you would restore them, their relationship with you. Lord, I speak blessing to my brothers and to my sisters right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And at the same time, I'd like to pray for, again, if this is your first time, I thank you for joining us, for staying with me today. If you never surrendered your life to Christ, maybe you know Jesus, but you never had this relationship with Him, I want to let you know that God is jealous for you. He's so jealous for you that He died in your place. He died to pay the penalty of your sins. You know, He is so much willing to die and call you His own. You know, all you have to do is just to yield, surrender, submit your life to Jesus and tell Him that you are repenting of your sins. And the Lord will forgive you your sins right at this very moment. And God will give you eternal life. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, would you follow this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, today I give you my life, for you gave me yours. I want to say sorry for all the things that I have done. I repent of all these things. Lord, today I want to surrender my life to you. I want you to be my Lord and my personal Savior. And I want you to come into my life. Thank you for the gift of salvation and the gift of eternal life. in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'd like to congratulate you, whoever you are. If you pray that prayer, please do me a favor. Would you type right there in the comment section, just say, I prayed that prayer, or, you know, I accepted Jesus. I-type mo lang yon, and then somebody will get in touch with you just to let you know about the decision that you just made today. So I'd like to thank every one of you. Thank you for joining our worship service online. And once again, I miss every one of you, all of you, my Victory Metro East family. And God bless you all and stay safe. See you again.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.